Imagine a time when you have the freedom and resources to do all those things you've dreamed of without worrying about a tax bill. A time and place where all your hard-earned money works for you and not some government bureaucracy. You've entered the tax-free zone. Call John Kelly at 800-477-1135. Again, that's 800-477-1135.
Coach, you had to educate me on this last one, Fantasy Island, so that is a little bit before me. It was a hilarious, hilarious little clip you showed me, though.
You know, we have fun here educating Thomas, who's 32.
Yeah.
Me and Marty are, I'm 51. Marty, you're 49?
Yep.
Okay. So we have fun, though, remembering the old TV shows.
That's right.
And now we have people in our office that are in their 20s, too. They don't know anything compared to what you do, TV-wise.
It's crazy how quickly stuff changes.
Yeah.
No, it's true.
But we looked at the video clips of Fantasy Island, and man, even the planes... These days, they were using back then, looked pretty cool.
Yeah.
Now, Fantasy Island, people lived their fantasies, I guess, right?
Yeah. It's a great show. I remember watching it when I was little.
I don't know how many seasons it went, but it was a pretty cool show back then.
Yeah, there you go.
And so when we look at, that's how a lot of people that I talk to envision their retirement, being able to do what they want every day of the week. So that's Fantasy Island of retirement.
Oh,
so
yeah.
When we look at the plans that people have, though, many times there's pirates in their portfolio that are making their retirement plans walk the plank.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Huh. And Marty, let me ask you this. Is having too much risk, too many fees, and too much commission coming out of your plans, is that like having your retirement plan walk the plank?
The definition of walking the plank.
So let's get rid of some of these pirates in the portfolio. Pretty
right.
Good timing because they have the new Johnny Depp movie coming out, The Pirates of the Caribbean.
Hey, there
right?
you go. That's right.
I don't know which one this is, 17, 18? Seems like he's been on forever. Disney's had the ride, The Pirates of the Caribbean, for years, even before the movie came out.
Did they really? I didn't
yeah.
know that.
And
huh.
actually,
okay.
they rebranded the actual ride, Pirates of the Caribbean. They actually put Johnny Depp in every single one of those scenes.
Wow.
Have you been through there before?
No, I haven't.
Disney, though, they rebranded every single scene in the ride. Johnny Depp's wax sculpture is one of the pirates.
Really?
In
wow.
There.
Huh. Okay.
And so
wow.
I remember back in the day going there, and it was just regular pirates. They weren't Johnny Depp.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
All right. But let's look at what does that have to do with the financial world?
Let's do it. Yeah.
Well, it does a lot because, I mean, if you have someone stealing money, they're a pirate, right? I don't care what they call themselves. They could call themselves a broker.
Yep.
They could call themselves a fiduciary when they're not. Folks, you have to be very careful. If someone claims to be a fiduciary, which let's just tell people what a fiduciary is, Marty.
Where we cannot accept commissions. We work only on a fee-based business, and we have to be 100% transparent in all of the services we provide to our clients.
Well, you can't accept commissions from the person's account.
Correct.
The main definition of a fiduciary is that you have to put the client's needs ahead of your needs.
Yeah.
And if you're taking commissions out of someone's account and not telling them about it, you're violating the fiduciary standards twice. Yep. And so there's somebody out there that is claiming to be fiduciary and they're not. There's an easy way to check, and we can educate people on how to check online at the federal government site. You can put the person's name in, and it'll come up if they're a fiduciary or not.
Okay.
But I can't stand it when people these days lie. It's crazy.
No, that's terrible.
And so we hear a lot of lying, though, that's done unintentionally or intentionally, but on statements. Like when you buy something from someone and they say there's no fees in there or there's no management cost or transaction cost.
Yeah.
So the 8 problems with your investments and your investment portfolio that brokers typically don't disclose or talk about. And this is the difference between a fiduciary and a broker is fiduciaries have to point out this and can't offer these kind of things. But if you offer an account, if you have an account that has management fees in it, then you need to know about them. And Marty, there's some creative ways that the financial institutions go about to not disclose some of these things.
Yeah, and that's what we were talking about earlier with the financial MRI. That's what the financial MRI will do is find those embedded fees that clients just, there's no way that they would know in their account if they didn't have a professional to help them find those.
Yeah, very, very important. And again, the financial MRI and the tax MRI work together to help you identify unnecessary risk, fees, commissions, and taxes that you're paying inside your portfolio. And if I was overpaying, I'd want to know about it yesterday. I wouldn't want to put it off till next year or down the road or let's wait till we get done with our vacation, whatever. Call right now. Make sure you get on the list to have a financial or tax MRI done. And the great thing about this is you don't have to go into a tube yourself. I've never done an MRI, but I've seen it when people do a full body scan.
Yeah.
You have to go into that tube and you have to go in for a while, don't you?
A long time, you do.
Yeah. So our financial MRIs are done. It takes us a while, but you don't have to sit there and wait and you don't have to go into a tube when we do it. Okay.
There you go.
We guarantee it's 100% painless.
Yeah. Well, it's painless, the process, but it's painful to see many times the fees, expenses, commissions you are paying now that you don't have to be paying.
The number to call, 800-477-1135. Again, 800-477-1135. 1135.
Well, it's both financial and tax MRI. So the financial MRI will help you identify the following eight things. And these are eight things that many brokers don't tell you about. And all eight of these need to be known about. Mm. And we'll go through each of these when people call, but I think it's good for people to at least make a mental note. Management fees. How much is it costing you to have the different funds you have? Are you paying for a money manager and then that money manager buys mutual funds for you?
Ah.
Well, mutual funds have their own money manager, so you're double paying. Double paying, right?
Wow, yeah.
All right, transactional costs. If they keep buying and selling things inside your portfolio, do you think they're doing it for free?
Hmm.
Marty, do you think they're doing it for free?
I feel that they're not.
No, and then what about market risk? Many times, you know, it's great when the market's going up. You don't realize how much risk you're taking.
Sure.
And it's amazing to me because everyone says they can take a lot of risk until the train goes the other way.
Mm, isn't that true?
Yeah, and it's never fun watching people react when they have too much risk and they knew about it ahead of time, but they thought they could withstand that risk. And then they reach a breaking point when they do the exact wrong thing at the exact wrong time.
And that's where it's really scary now with the market at its all-time high. This is one thing that we're talking about every day for our prospects and callers that come in and see us.
Well, let me ask you this. You know, with the market at an all-time high, and I've talked to people every day about this too, and even national magazines call me from a quotes on this, but what's the best time to get out of a stock or a mutual fund or any kind of vehicle you're in, silver, gold, whatever? Is it when it's up or down?
Well, it's absolutely when it's as high like it's been right now. The market's at its all-time high.
So, yeah.
So you don't realize the gain until you get out. So you're not up until you're out, right?
That's exactly
so people
right.
like to walk around getting all happy and brag to everybody about how much they've made in the market. But if they still are in the market and haven't liquidated it, they haven't made a thing.
There you go.
I used the analogy this morning. I said, we're standing at the table. We have this big stack of chips in front of us. Do we keep standing there to see if we can make those stacks bigger? Or do we take the stack and go somewhere else and try a different strategy?
Yeah, it's a good way to look at it.
Well, have you ever gone to a casino in Vegas or something and you walk by once and you're on the way to a restaurant? Maybe you walk by once and this guy's all excited. The whole table's bouncing up and down. He's got a million chips in front of him. Mm-hmm. Eat dinner for like an hour, you come back around, everyone's sad, and that guy's chip tower has fallen. There's nothing near left. It's like building a sandcastle right where the tide's coming in.
Right.
I don't care what you do, the tide's going to get it,
it's
right?
It's going to happen.
And so the market risk is something that people overlook when the markets are going up, and they over-accentuate when the markets are going down. I mean, it's getting the right plan for the right time of your life, incorporating any money rule you can think of, but the one ballpark rule is the rule of 100, where you take 100, you subtract your age. And again, your age should be the amount of money you don't have at risk. So if you're 60 years old, 60% of your money should be at a place you could not ever lose it. And I count loss as fees, expenses, and commissions, not this market.
Okay, yeah, that's good.
Right? If you can lose the money you have, doesn't matter how you lose it, if it's not there when you need it.
'Cause you left me just when I needed you more.
Yeah.
That's it right there.
Now, what's the name of that group? We need to give them some attention.
There you go. Randy Van Warmer.
Randy Van Warmer. Probably one-hit wonder, wasn't he?
Probably. I'm not sure of any others.
So we're doing the 70 show radio today.
There you go.
All right. So there's a lot more to talk about as far as the eight problems with your investment. We've talked about three or four of them now. We've got four more of them to talk about. We're also going to talk about nine potential taxes we can identify in the tax MRI. But I want to make sure that if you're listening and you want to sit down, because everyone, Marty, you'll know this too, everybody's different. Everyone's portfolio is different, sort of like getting a pair of shoes or a pair of slacks. Everyone needs that custom fit, don't they?
We sit down with every caller with a completely clean slate.
Yeah. So, folks, I mean, you really owe it to yourself to get that clean slate portfolio review done. We're not starting with any beliefs or any motivations other than making sure that you're in the right place for the right time of your life. So here's what we'll do. We'll review your tax returns to uncover long-term tax issues like what's going on in your IRAs, how many capital gains taxes you're going to have to worry about in the future, and Social Security planning. What kind of taxes you're going to owe, and how can you get the most out of your Social Security? We're also going to help you by establishing your retirement income goal, how much money you really need to cover the cost of not only getting by in retirement, but enjoying your lifestyle in retirement. We're also going to do something we call analyzing your current investments to establish the real cost and fees and the calculated risk exposure level. Based on the risk you're taking right now, here's how much you could gain. But unfortunately, if the market goes the other way, here's how much you could lose. Are you willing to withstand that? Did you even know you had that much risk? A lot of people are baffled when we start going through this, and they're amazed at how much risk they were taking, didn't even know it.
Exactly right. Since 2008, our level of volatility has been the lowest it's been since the late 60s, and we know what happened in the early 70s.
Yep. So we're also going to put together your very own income plan that's customized for what you need, and also we'll consider taxes and inflation in this plan called the 22-Step Total Retirement Plan. All that for the next 20 callers who call right now. We'll sit down with you, no fee or obligation. This is at least $1,000 value.
That's right. And our goal here at the show is to help you make the best decision. So if you have any questions about what we're talking about or how it may apply to your own situation, connect with John Kelly and his team at Kelly Financial Services by calling 800 800- 800-477-1135. Again, that's 800-477-1135.
Did you ever put together a 1,000-piece jigsaw puzzle, maybe at a rental house place, only to discover that at the end there's one piece missing? Folks, that's what happens to many people when it comes to retirement. They spend a lifetime putting together the pieces of their financial life, only to find out when they reach retirement that a piece is missing. Namely, either they have no retirement plan or they have the wrong plan. When we come back, we're going to talk about the proper steps to a total retirement plan.